Some great news for the disabled community, or should I say disabled gamers. I see that Twitch helped out by donating $1 million. Now, these monies, sponsors will go to hiring and distributing new controllers to disabled gamers. Now, the big question here is, does this mean that there's a change in the design of certain joysticks or controllers, as one would call it?
Abled Gamers Chief Operating Officer Stephen Spore did a fundraiser for Abled Gamers, the most recognizable non-profit organization for disabled gaming community, and Twitch helped out by making the donation. We know that people with disabilities are at a heightened risk for social isolation, and the Abled Gamers know that video games can be a perfect gateway to community participation, lifelong friendships, and unforgettable shared experiences. Microsoft, in fact, designed the Xbox Adaptive Controller to primarily meet the needs of gamers with limited mobility. It's kind of a unified hub for devices that helps make gaming more accessible. It is built from the ground up through strong partnerships with the Abled Gamers Charity, the Cerebral Palsy Foundation, and many others. Input from these groups has helped shape the design, the functionality, and the packaging of this controller. And now, of course, we can only hope that more endemic brands get on board with this initiative.
So another story, and I'm actually happy to actually chat to you about this one. I'm a huge Marvel fan, and as much as Marvel fans are excited for the new Marvel Spider-Man, and both Peter Parker and Miles Morales will return for the inevitable follow-up, any idea why they decided to rather have it as a single player and not give option to partner up?
I think it's keeping in the tradition of the previous two installments. We know that on Marvel Spider-Man as well as Spider-Man Miles Morales, both these games were also set over in single player. So I think that Insomniac is looking to just keep with that trend. And it looks like fans will have to wait a little while longer for some co-op web-slinging action.
All right, just to wrap it up, what can we expect from the latest online gaming trends?
So there is a bit of news coming in on the mobile gaming side. PUBG New State is going to be launching on November 11th. The game is set in the year 2051 and will offer a futuristic take on the multiplayer-focused PUBG formula with new features like weapon customization and in-game drones. And it is going to be launching in over 200 countries as well as 17 languages.